Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
looking at me. Next thing you know, I had a whole crowd around me yelling and screaming at the TV and cheering. That was like the got plug roll a couple times and I won the position.
Yeah, and Andre Ward, he's 19-0, 12 knockouts. Puckwheel is 22-3, with 9 knockouts. Maybe he's the better Puckwheel, I don't know.
Puckwheel's a man. Puckwheel just has the oxygen knocked down.
James Toney, 71-6, with 43 knockouts. I wonder if he's going to get to 100 fights. He's got 3 draws, too. 77, 80. He's got 20 more fights to go. He's fighting Matthew Greer, who's 12-5 with 11 knockouts.
This guy's fighting at least a 6-round fight. Dallas Jr., who's 9-0 with 2 knockouts, might be outlanding a fresh Norwood, 46-40, those 3 knockouts. Brady Norwood, the same guy that had a title fight victory over the Yuri Drinker himself, Juan Manuel Marquez. Yeah. Marquez, yeah, I don't know, back 10 or so years ago, Marquez was first coming out. It was his first title shot, and they feel like he's just, you know, he's just like froze. And it was 10 years ago tomorrow, September 11th, 1999. Norwood beat Marquez by unanimous decision. It was 117-112, 115-111, and 113-112. And they said, you know, Marquez was 29-1 at the time, just froze there, and Norwood really, you know, kicked the crap out of him. Obviously, Marquez has become a much better fighter.
Definitely. I mean, the one thing about Marquez is you could hit him with anything. I mean, Floyd's not going to knock him out. I think I can almost guarantee that. You know, kind
of. Marquez fought Benny Pacquiao twice. He was knocked out a total of 4 times. 3 times in the first round of the first fight, and he got up and damn near won. And then once in the rematch, Lester Hennig was actually on left hand, and anybody else, when it was a left hand that Pacquiao had had him with. Except Marquez got up.
But also on Saturday, we got a pretty decent card over at Sacramento, California. Matt Godfrey, 19-1, 10 knockouts. At Cruiserweight, fighting Michael Sims, 20-11, 13 knockouts and 2 draws. Then we got Otis Griffin at light heavyweight, 19-6 with 7 knockouts versus Ruben Williams, 29-8, 16 knockouts, 1 draw. And then the fight I would like to attend, but I know I won't be able to, at the Playboy Mansion in Beverly Hills, California. We have the main event is for a title, actually. Both of them undefeated, too. Super featherweight, it's 10 rounds. Eloy Perez, 13-0 with 3 knockouts. Versus Danny, with an IE, Williams, 12-0, 10 knockouts. And this is for the vacant WBC and SNBC super featherweight title. Thank you very much. Then we have a bantamweight fight. Which is another mismatch from not quite the mismatch in the weight range with all the other ones this week, but it's a good mismatch. An 11-0 Sergio Perales counts versus Jose Pacheco, who's 2-7 with 6 draws. I get 6 draws. It's rough. We only have 15 fights, and 6 of them are draws.
Yeah.
That's rough. So that's at the Playboy Mansion. Lucky those guests will be. And then, if you want to go to Puebla, Mexico, on Tuesday, title fight, WBC light flyweight title, between Edgar Sosa, 36-5, 20 knockouts, and Omar Soto, 14-3, with 6 knockouts, going up. There's also a WBC Continental Americas featherweight title and the WBC Youth World Welterweight title on that card on the line. And actually, the Youth World Welterweight title is the most interesting one. That's Saul Alvarez, 28-0, 21 knockouts in one draw, welterweight, versus Carlos Leonardo Herrera, 21-1, 8 knockouts. Now, Jorge Arce, we're going to get to Jorge Arce, he's fighting on Tuesday. Super flyweight, 52-5, 1 draw, and 40 knockouts. Fighting Simfiwe Nongiai. He's 15-0 with 6 knockouts, but nobody's ever heard of him. This is down in Mexico, Azteca, United States, Azteca, America. I know those are television. This is in Cancun, Quintana Roo, Mexico, Plaza de Toros. Also on the card, we have a super featherweight fight, 12-rounder. 48-7, Humberto Soto, 2 draws, 31 knockouts, versus Aristides Perez, who's 15-0, with 8 knockouts and 1 draw. And Ulysses Solis, who's 28-2, with 20 knockouts and 2 draws, is also fighting at flyweight versus Dirceu Cabarca, who's 7-3. That's kind of a mismatch there, but not really. And the big surprise, Samuel Peter, back in action, also on that card. The heavyweight, fighting an 8-rounder, 31-3, with 24 knockouts, is Peter versus Ronald Bellamy, 14-9, 4 draws and 9 knockouts. Seems like Peter keeps getting these tune-up fights. We must have put him in a real match.
Well, I mean, he had 2 straight losses, pretty much
came in. Some are saying there's slim wild card lead over the Rangers. He's ready for some football. United States men's soccer team.
A
couple of firsts in tournaments. Boston Sports.
Stuff about this American Steel Cage fight thing in Salem, New Hampshire on the blog. I've Casino in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Big fights. And how about the Ironman Championship? That's up at Superior School of Physical Education in Belém, Pará, Brazil. That's actually tonight, so you better get there quick if you want it. Let's see, what else do we have? Chaos Fighting Championship. Spelled C-A-O-S. That's going on tomorrow night at the AABB Gymnasium in Ceará, Brazil. We also have on Saturday, Mayhem at the Belterra Casino Resort and Spa in Florence, Indiana. MMA Big Show. Mojo Horn, or Mojo Horn, versus Robert McDaniel, Josh Suter versus Matt Traylor, and Scott Cornwell versus Charles Cooper there. Also, tomorrow we have in Winter Haven, California, at the Kitchen Casino, another King of the Cage event. And in Rio de Janeiro, we have City Combat Nordest 4. Whatever that is. And out in Duluth, Georgia, it's Wild Bills. We have Wild Bills Fight Night 22. It's also Saturday night. And at the Blaisdell Arena in Honolulu, we have Fisher versus DeJesus at Up and Up. Gladiator Elite Cage Fighting 14 going on in Warsaw, Indiana, at the Wagon Wheel Theater. That's a nice name. And if you want to see some shark fights, go to Stars and Stripes Shark Fight 6 in the Amarillo Civic Center, Amarillo, Texas. Then we have Samurai Fight Combat, Samurai FC. Army Officers Gymnasium in Curitiba, Paraná, Brazil. We got a lot of stuff going on. Cage Force 12 in Differ Ariake Arena in Tokyo. Vale Toto International in Lima Province, Peru. San Francisco de Sales School Coliseum. Horn versus Guida in the Arena Rumble out in Spokane, Washington. Spokane Arena. Met Square Jungle Advent of Mr. MMA in Shinjuku Face, Tokyo. Also, that's on a Sunday. Jules Fifth Ring in Shinjuku Face, Tokyo. Same day. And then UFC Fight Night 19. Actually, it's on the 16th. I think that's what, next Thursday? Silver versus CB Dalloway. Sam Stout versus Philippe Nouvert, Jeremy Stevens versus Justin Buckholz, and Ryan Jensen versus Steve Steinmeiss.
Actually, Rich, I want to get back to when you said Ryan Jensen fighting Steve Campbell, that kind of rang a bell in my head. It's actually been a third fight between them. They fought twice in the WBC. First time they fought on Stan knocked Campbell out,
former Power Ranger is now going into MMA. Have you heard this?
Oh,
Jason David Frank, former Power Ranger, is using his martial arts skills from the show to go into MMA. One of the stories circulating there, mixed martial arts. Let's see. I don't know what it's going to be, but I know the Fedor versus Brett Rogers fight is just signed. I don't know what it's going to be, but that's Fedor's next opponent in mixed martial arts. Let's see what else we got on the blog now. Running out of content here. Want to listen to this, some of the funniest quotes in boxing? And kill 7 minutes?
I'm going to go get a fight.
legend in these clips.
Stretch it out a little bit. layer it up, so I did that last night. And I guess it feels a little bit awkward to cover some on my hand. And like around the third round, so my left hand starts going numb. And we got landed a punch bag, it's getting a little bit sore. Now, Rich, a normal person would say, you know what, I'm working out, my hand's really bothering me, I'm going to cut it short tonight. Unfortunately, I'm not normal and I'm not very intelligent when it comes to working out. And I'm treating like every workout like it's a fight. If I'm scheduled for six rounds, I have to go six. And unfortunately, this is my left hand, and 65-70% of the punches I throw are with my left. And my hand's going numb, and I wouldn't stop. And then I got done, I was like, oh, man, I couldn't even make a fist. But I was scheduled for eight. And I'm doing eight. Rich, if you had to deal with me this week, you know, it was like the bear that says, Tank Cooper would say that Dr. Cox, Coach Cooper, would say, well, stay away from Dr. Cox, like a bear with a sore ass.
Lots of blogging to do, it looks like. I got emails up to Yang Yang. thoughts there, Tony. Oh, I guess not.